Hewlett-Packard shareholders cast their final ballots today on the company's proposed takeover of computer maker Compaq. The vote capped a bruising, expensive battle for the hearts of shareholders, pitting HP's chief executive, Carly Fiorina, against the leading opponent, board member Walter Hewlett. Hewlett is the son of one of HP's founders. The final ballots were collected during an extraordinary shareholder meeting. We're joined now from Cupertino, California, by NPR's Elaine Corey. Elaine, what do we know about the voting so far?
Well, interestingly, less than an hour after Carly Fiorina declared the polls were closed, she met with reporters and confidently declared victory. She said that it was a preliminary declaration, but based on the count done by their proxy solicitors, she said she had a slim but sufficient margin to carry the day.
And has Walter Hewlett and his camp, have they conceded?
No, he has not yet, and as of this morning, he was also sounding equally confident.
Now, although many shareholders cast their ballots by proxy, there were a lot of them who cast their ballots there in person. What's the atmosphere like?
Well, it has been a tough sell for Carly Fiorina. There were a number of the people who showed up here today, some several thousand. Many of them are current or former employees of Hewlett-Packard who were vocal in their opposition to the merger. Many of them voted by proxy. Walter Hewlett, his proxy cards were green, and any number of the people milling about were wearing green carnations or were draped in green sweaters. One guy was even wearing a green tablecloth. And many of them during the Q&A from the floor of the meeting rose up in defiance of Carly Fiorina, stating that they were actually very opposed to the merger.
Sounds like a far cry from your typical shareholder meeting.
It's truly unprecedented in Silicon Valley and perhaps in the history of corporate mergers. Usually what happens in proxy contests is the shareholders pretty much rubber stamp the decision of management. So this is really quite unprecedented.
I want you to explain to us what this is all about here. HP's Carly Fiorina and, on the other hand, Walter Hewlett seem to have different views of what Hewlett-Packard's future should be, and this vote is really about which vision should prevail. Can you talk a little bit about their conflicting views?
Well, they each have very different strategies about HP's future. And Walter Hewlett, who opposes the merger, his philosophy is to stick with what you do best, and that's making computer printers. And he thinks that Hewlett-Packard should stay with its core business and not have that business diluted by ventures off into other areas of computer services.
And Carly Fiorina says get involved in what kinds of enterprises?
She wants to see the company branch out into broader and broader computer services, and she wants to see HP be in a position to do battle with IBM. And she sees buying Compaq's market in personal computers as vital to moving the company forward. So her vision is expansionist, and his is to stick with what you know best.
Compaq stockholders vote tomorrow. What's the view of the outcome there?
Well, it's widely expected that Compaq shareholders will support the merger overwhelmingly. If there was a concern on the part of shareholders, it has been that HP stock may actually decline in value as a result of the merger. No one's forecasting that that the value to Compaq shareholders will decline as a result.
NPR's Elaine Corey speaking to us from the Hewlett-Packard shareholders meeting in Cupertino, California, in Silicon Valley. Elaine, when are we actually going to know an official result of this Hewlett-Packard vote?
It could be a number of weeks before we have a final or certified tally of the vote.
Thank you, Elaine.
My pleasure.